Around $15.9 million in bonding for the Harbor Assistance Program will not be included in the governor's budget. The program received around $17 million in segregated funds and bonding in the last budget. The program helps pay for things like dock repair and shipbuilding at Wisconsin ports. Wisconsin Commercial Ports Association President Dean Haynes says it would receive around $1.3 million for port projects under the governor's proposed budget.
Just makes them that much more challenging to get off the ground and to update existing facilities or improve new infrastructure for new businesses at our ports.
Sherry Walls with the Wisconsin DOT says the program has invested around $114 million in port projects.
A number of states are hoping that they can have this type of a program to help the commercial ports improve the transportation system.
Superior Planning and Ports Director Jason Cirk says it's helped private companies invest around $25 million in dredging and dock wall repairs.
It would really deter any further investment, and it would just be more or less maintenance that they would be doing.
Duluth Seaway Port Authority Facilities Manager Jim Sherrow says port officials are trying to increase Minnesota funding for ports.
The nice thing about the Wisconsin support is that it recognizes the need to assist private dock owners. In Minnesota, it's just the public-owned dock infrastructure.
The DOT's Walls says the program fills a gap as federal funding has declined. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.